nervous about the fact that there's, you know, just going to be French. I haven't really thought about that. I mean theoretically, I've thought about the French. The French
they
in general.
They terrify me.
The people are great.
It's
the fact that, you know, I'm really just going to probably have to do a lot of smiling and nodding for the first, like, 2-3 weeks. Mm-hmm. I walked past some people speaking French in Davis the other day, and I was like, oh, I didn't get any of that. So, you know, we're really going to have to work on it. But no, I'm very excited. It'll be a good semester.
Could you give a little taste for our French listeners out there? Could you just give a little hello? Ooh. Thank you for listening to WFO.
Bonjour, merci pour écouter de WMFO, la première station de radio pour Tufts, l'Université de Tufts.
Amazing.
Merci.
91.5 WMFO, a international station of sorts. And again, as far as I'm concerned, the only radio station left on this godforsaken earth.
Mm-hmm.
If the world is burning, this will be the one location that is still standing.
The final sanctuary.
The final beacon of hope in an otherwise chaotic world.
Wow, that's beautiful.
Thanks. 10:59. Almost time to close up shop. You just got here, I'm sorry.
It's okay. It's been a great 7 minutes. Very, very great 7 minutes. So,
but at least for your troubles of coming out here, do you have a farewell song for the folks listening on their home radio sets dialed in, you know, the millions of listeners in their cars just waiting?
All of them. What have I been listening to recently? Is the Mongolian throat singing kind of like a theme, or like is that not something?
It can be. It can be. Why it made it a theme? So
maybe we'll branch.
Take
off
it.
That
take
one
it
a
as you
bit.
Will. Yeah. Okay.
What about if we do "No Hard Feelings" by the Avid Brothers?
Super into it.
Mm-hmm.
Cool. So I think it is 11 o'clock. 11:20. Yep. Still 11 o'clock. And yeah, you've been listening to 91.5 WMFO in Medford, Somerville, Tufts Freeform Radio. It's been a great hour. Thanks for tuning in, Wyatt. Thanks for calling, all the guys at home. Thanks for listening in. Yeah, we'll be back next week. This has been When We Make Music, and this one is from the Avid Brothers.
When my body won't hold me anymore, and it finally lets me free, will I be ready? When my feet won't walk another mile, and my lips give their last kiss goodbye, will my hands be steady? When I lay down my fears, my hopes and my doubts, the rings on my fingers and the keys to my house, with no hard feelings. When the sun hangs low in the west and the light in my chest won't be kept held at bay any longer, when the jealousy fades away and it's ash and dust for cash and lust, and it's just hallelujah and love and thought, love in the words, love in the songs they sing in the church, and no for anyone. Kept me afraid and cold. With so much to have and hold. When my body won't hold me anymore, sets me free. Where will I go? Will the trade winds take me south through Georgia grain, or tropical rain, or snow from the heavens? Will I join with the ocean blue, or run into a savior true, and shake hands laughing, and walk through the night straight to the light, holding the love I've known in my life, and no hard feelings.
Thank you. Hello, hello, hello to all of our 10 listeners.
All 10 of you. Hello.
There are 10 of you out here hearing these sweet sounds right now.
Yeah, hello. Okay, so this is Cream of Wheat with Ben Michelle and Aiden Demsky.
We are rolling, and it's great. First show, actually. We got a little bit of a late start.
Sure did. You want to tell them about it?
You know what, Ben? I'm not ready for this social pressure. It's your turn.
All right, here we go. I'm going to rise to the occasion. So what happened is we filled out a form. We did all the work. We went to training. We were good little boys. And we went. And Cream of Wheat, we were so excited about it. And it just we looked at the calendar. The semester was over. And we were like, okay, where's the show?
Something happened.
Something sure happened.
And it did. The form was lost.
The form went away.
But now we are back. Cream of Wheat, the most wholesome show happening from 11 to 12 on Tuesdays.
All of the nutritional value in a balanced breakfast, Cream of Wheat.
On your ears, through your eardrums.
Into your brain.
Less calories, though. Which is nice.
It is nice.
So, all right.
Yeah, it was good.
So we're just going to be playing some good freeform stuff throughout the evening. Or not throughout the evening, like until midnight.
Until we get kicked out.
Yes, until someone else comes and tells us to leave. All right. So, we are now about to kick it off, huh, Ben?
Yeah, all right. Here we go.
They're gonna light it. The last words
1, 2, 3, 4.
Hello, this is Ben, and that was we are WMFO Medford, and that was our first block. We call that Hype One Block. Here are the songs you just heard. You heard On the Water by Future Islands, Roman Candle by Ottawa, Blue Eyes by Middle Brother, and coming up, we have some excellent music still, but now we're going to play a game.
Yes, so both to get to know us better, and for us to get to know each other better, because Ben and I just met at the beginning of the semester. We're going to play a great game, the likes of which we call, Is This Fact About the Ottoman Empire or My Co-DJ? All right, so the first one, so Ben is now going to guess whether or not this is about the Ottoman Empire or myself. So first off, we have...
What's that? It's going to be you guessing about me, right? Do I understand the rules?
Oh, no. I'm posing this to you, and you're guessing whether the things I state are about me or the Ottoman Empire. Let us begin. Right. So, all right. Did I capture Constantinople? Well, odd format. Didn't think this game through. You're going to guess the fact that's about me.
Okay.
First.
I got it.
Captured Constantinople through the forces of Mehmet the Conqueror in 1453. Two, expanded significantly militarily and administratively under the Dev Sharma system. Or three, has an Indonesian blue-tongue skink named Godzilla.
Oh, that's a tough one.
Hmm.
I'm going to have to go with capturing. Were you the one that captured him?
I'm going to say...
Oh, what was it?
Our crowd boo sound effect isn't really playing. However, that was wrong. Eye of a lizard. On to you, Ben.
Okay. All right. Joined the Central Power in 1914.
Mm-hmm.
Conquered Libya. Oh, wait. Can you grow up?
Yeah.
Conquered Libya in 1551.
Uh-huh.
Or literally had to ask how to spell his legal first name, Benjamin, up until the age of 10.
This is a difficult one, Ben, but I'm going to have to go with the last one. Not even going to play the yay sound effect.
You're right. That was it.
Excellent.
I did not know how to do it.
All right. Now, the last one for me is you get to know me a little bit better. Let's say, first, ceased expanding in the late 1600s. We'll say was brought to a cultural height under Suleiman I the Magnificent, or was around when the Cubs won a World Series?
I'm going to go ahead and say was around when the Cubs won the World Series.
That's actually a trick question. The Ottomans were around in 1923 when the Cubs won a World Series before last year. So I got you there, Ben.
That was a good one. Tricky.
Oh, I'm a tricksy boy. All right, now on to you, our last little fact, and then we'll keep playing music, a.k.a. What the People Want.
All right. I don't even know if I read these already. Expanded significantly militarily and administratively under the Dev Sharma system.
That was me, Ben. I already read that. I'm upset.
The Ottoman Empire was founded by...
Ben, you're ruining this game.
I don't know how to play this game. Okay, I'm just going to read some facts about myself instead. Learned that ponies are not just baby horses less than a month ago. Or... drives my entire self-worth based on how many followers I have on Spotify.
Ooh.
Which one of those two facts was me?
Ben is shallow. Ding, 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 ding.
You got it.
All right. Well, now.
Come up with more music.
Time to move on.
All right. Here we go.
Talking that, and I don't like get you down sometimes. Oh yeah, up and down, it's like a seesaw. You hit the wall of the writer's block. You need a spark, a light in the dark, so get you out of your head and into your heart. Something in the way she moves, candle in the wind, and it's blowing everywhere we go. All these girls got something going on. Met in a club, her name was Lola. Champagne tasting Coca-Cola in the hands of my love, and oh, my love does it good. All us boys need something that they got. This one's for Elise, Norma Jean, Patty Boy, and Carol King. The immortal beloved Beethoven, they all lit a spark, and you know that they got it going. Shout out to the girl over there in my chair. Whoa, Elise, Norma Jean, Patty Boyd, and Carol King, Hollywood Lawn, Linda Eastman, Candy Darling, got it started with a song. This one's for Elise, Norma Jean, Patty Boyd, and Carol King, Hollywood Lawn, Linda Eastman, Candy Darling, got it started. This one's for Elise. This one's for Elise. This one's for Elise.
All righty, everyone. Welcome back to Cream of Wheat.
Cream of Wheat.
Mmm, with Ben and Aiden. Tasty, tasty, no calories.
Nutritious.
Only in your ears. Now it's time for a very special time. Very sort of special time of the night. Where we, you know, we do things for ourselves. Only naturally. But we also do things for the people, Ben.
You and give them what they want.
Yeah. But you also need to help them. And part of helping someone is, you know, being concerned about their safety. So now we're going to have a public service announcement in just a second on the space heater.
Do we have a special guest doing it tonight?
Perhaps it may be Morgan Freeman. Morgan Freeman, the space heater safety tips. Space heaters can be a very effective form of supplemental heating, allowing you to stay toasty warm in an area that you spend a lot of time in, while helping you save money by keeping the rest of your home at a lower temperature. However, space heaters account for 1/3 of home heating fires and 81% of home heating deaths, so it's important to follow the manufacturer's safety and operating instructions. In particular, keep anything that can burn, including paper, bedding, furniture, curtains, pets, and people, at least 3 feet away. Space heaters should be monitored when in operation, and always turn them off before leaving your home or going to bed. Never use a portable heater in wet areas like bathrooms or if small children are expected nearby. This has been a message from your fire safety-minded friends here at WMFO in Medford, Tufts Educational Radio. Whoa! That was Morgan Freeman. Morgan Freeman, everyone.
Thank you so much for joining us tonight, Morgan Freeman.
That was splendid. I felt powerful.
He did a really nice job.
Yeah, he left though. He's gone. Yeah, he flew out the window.
Right out the door.
Into the night.
Into the window. He did both at once. That guy's great.
Much like Dracula. All right. Well, now the songs you had just heard are. We heard For Elise by St. Motel and Rhinestone Melodies by Some Kind of Wonderful. Now we're moving on to, as we like to call it, our hype block. We're going to get the energy up. You know, it may be 11:32 Eastern Daylight Time, but does not mean, or maybe it's standard time now, right?
Is it standard time?
I think it's EST. However, we are going to get it going. So, Ben, you ready to rock and roll here?
Absolutely.
Delightful.
Let's get crack-a-lackin'.
Stay tuned on 91.5 Medford.
laughing. Small talk, right up the plastic weather. Discussing driving events. I take my time, I'm not the forward thinker.
About precious things, but when you I'm gonna need someone to help me. I'm gonna need somebody's hand. I'm gonna need someone to hold me down. I'm gonna need someone to care. I'm gonna rise and shake my body. I'll start cooling out my hair. I'm gonna cover myself with the ashes of you, and nobody's gonna give a damn. Son of a bitch, give me a drink. Somebody give me a goddamn drink. Son of a bitch! My heart is breaking, hands are shaking, bugs are crawling all over me. My heart is breaking, hands are shaking, bugs are crawling all over me. My heart is breaking, hands are shaking, bugs are crawling all over me. My heart is aching. Hands are shaking, bugs are crawling all over me. Son of a bitch! We'll be right back.
some love? Who wanna get some loving? Who wanna get some love? Who wanna get some loving? Baby, who wanna get some love?
That was our second hype block. The songs you just heard were Ran by Future Islands, Talk Too Much by Coin, The Queen Is Dead by The Smiths, and SOB by Nathaniel Ratcliffe and The Night Sweats. And he is, also The Dress by The Dudes.
Thank you, Ben.
Yeah, no problem. I want to say one thing about Nathaniel Ratcliffe. Contrary to popular belief, he did not star in all of the Harry Potter movies. I found that out recently.
Yeah. I'd like to just, I really appreciate... No one has actually touched that dial. Currently, we still have the 10 listeners we started with, and I truly feel honored. I think I can speak for Ben when I say that. Correct, Ben?
Absolutely.
Thank you, Ben. Something I do want to understand is we've been getting a little bit of some hate, a little fact-checking hate.
A little bit of some fact-checking hate.
I would like to address the haters. I'd like to phase out the haters, so to speak. And I'd like to say that there was one particular comment about the Chicago Cubs and the World Series. Okay. The Ottoman Empire was ended in 1923. Formally, that was not when the Chicago Cubs won the World Series prior to the 2016 World Series. I'd just like to specify. Thank you all for your understanding. And that's just important to us here at WMFO 91.5 Medford.
In Medford.
Shameless plug. So, Ben, are you excited for class tomorrow?
I'm not excited for class tomorrow.
Huh, yes. We have one more class on Monday.
Monday, but we can just forget about that for now.
For now. But now I believe it is time I'm trying to come up with a clever title for this, truly.
We had some good ones.
We were thinking of some. I would say it's time to enter Sandman, not in the Metallica way.
But in the
I'm going to go to my dorm and sleep way.
The metaphysical way.
But
absolutely.
Yes, sure. We'll call that metaphysical.
I think that's what that means.
Yeah, sure. What this means is that it's time for some chill tunes as we enter Sandman. And not Enter Sandman by Metallica, but some different tunes.
Some nice songs.
This is Ben and Aiden bidding you good night from 91.5 WMFO Medford. We've had a great time talking tonight.
Thank you so much.
Yeah, thank you for tuning in. Catch us not this upcoming Tuesday, but the Tuesday after, right before we head out for winter break, actually. And that'll be, it's kind of a short one this semester. Lost paperwork.
Absolutely.
Curses.
It's a curse. And we have a good show for you guys in 2 weeks. Please come back. It'll be excellent.
Oh, it's going to be great. And also second semester, keep getting that cream of wheat. Also, again, to phase out the haters. Yes, I understand it has calories, just not when you're listening to a show named after it.
Can't get calories through your ears. Don't even try.
All right, guys. So now we are going to enter Sandman. Enjoy Sleepy Time Tunes. Oh,
of having all that fun. Sometimes love is pushed away.